If you've been listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour for a while, you know we love nothing so much as a good quiz, right, Steven?
That is right, and we've been doing them for a long time, seeing as how our show is in its 9th year.
That's why at our recent show at the Bell House in Brooklyn, I came up with a quiz about 9th seasons. Specifically about the 9th seasons of various TV shows. Steven and Glenn faced off against one of our favorite podcast teams, Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings of The Nod.
We did, and as you will hear, we all played very, very hard, so stick around.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from First Republic Bank. If you think a bank is just for depositing your paycheck, you need to experience First Republic Bank. Here you'll find an exceptional team of people who genuinely care about you. You'll have a dedicated banker who knows you by name and will help you with all of your financial needs, from refinancing your student loans to buying a home. First Republic is your bank for life. Visit firstrepublic.com/SLR today. First Republic Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
So joining us for our quiz from Gimlet Media's The Nod, Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings.
How's it going? Hey.
Yeah, this doesn't normally happen when we walk into the room.
We're very happy to have you.
We're so excited.
And we're so excited that you agreed to do this goofiest and silliest part of our show. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Brittany and Eric play against Steven and Glenn. Mm-hmm.
This is already not a fair fight.
So the theme of the quiz, as I said, we are in our 9th year of making this show. So the theme of the quiz is television shows in their 9th seasons.
Okay, that specifies things.
So, don't peek. Steven and Glenn. Which of the following is not a sentence from a real description of a season 9 episode of Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, no.
Is it A? And now you're looking for the fake.
We're looking for the fake.
Valerie elects to throw a massive rave as a farewell party before turning herself into the police. Is it Dylan takes his bullet-riddled Porsche out of storage? Is it Wayne asked Donna to accompany him to Acapulco for a volleyball tournament? Or is it Kelly wakes up with amnesia after her rollerblading accident?
Oh, wow.
The 90s foo is strong.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, the wonderful podcast, Again With This, which recaps episodes of 90210, is right in the middle of season 9.
So we could have prepared for this.
You could have. You didn't.
So Glenn, I feel like the rave feels right to me. That feels
it does.
Like a real
thing. Doesn't feel a little on the nose? Maybe so on the nose that's why it is. Would they say he takes his bullet-ridden car out of a garage in the little bullet description? Uh-huh. Would that be a thing that they would say?
Bullet-riddled Porsche, if that's not in the description. Yeah. I mean, the other thing is I feel like just trying to parse the logic that Linda uses when she puts these quizzes together, which is always where I get in trouble.
Yep.
I feel like it's either the Porsche or amnesia.
I'm pretty strong on the Porsche. Porsche.
No, it's amnesia.
Oh, man. No. All right.
Seriously though, you guys have no idea how rarely I come this close to being right.
What I'll say is I'm now terrified for whatever our question is.
Brittany and Eric.
Okay.
The 9th season of Grey's Anatomy.
The 9th out of 40.
Yeah. The 9th season of Grey's Anatomy focused on the aftermath of what event? A, hostage situation. B, earthquake. C, plane crash. D, tornado.
Okay, so this is the thing. I think I watched the first 3 seasons of it. I think that a hostage situation could be it, but that might have happened in one of the first 5 seasons.
I remember the hostage situation because that's where
who died? Everybody on that show.
The guy, Patrick Dempsey. I think that's where he died.
Okay, hold on. Let me think about this right now. Wait, so they're in season like 15 or 16. So that would mean that like,
because he's been gone for a while.
He's been gone for a while. I think it could be the hostage situation. Because, like, earthquake doesn't make it any sense because they're in Seattle.
Yeah.
Tornado also makes no sense because I'm from tornado country. It's usually in the middle of the country. That also doesn't make any sense.
The plane crash. It probably happened.
It could be, but the other thing is, like, where'd the plane crash? Do you know what I mean?
Well, probably into the hospital.
Yeah.
I
mean, like,
right. I think it could be the hostage
good logic.
Situation.
Excellent. Airtight logic.
I think that that's probably when McDreamy.
McDreamy.
Right,
only
because McSteamy
know
was
that.
The other guy.
Okay.
The other hot guy. Okay. I think we're gonna go with a hostage situation.
No, it's a plane crash. Stephen and Glenn, which was an episode in the 9th cycle of America's Next Top Model?
I literally stopped watching in season 8.
Was it A, the girl who runs into the glass door? B, the girl who chips a tooth? C, the girl who steps on a mouse? D, the girl who can't do yoga? I like how everybody was like, mouse,
Oh, man. Okay.
Glass door, chips a tooth, steps on a mouse, can't do yoga.
The crappiest sequels to the girl with the dragon tattoo. Did you actually watch it?
I did for like literally for 7.5 cycles.
All right, I'm just going to defer to you then. It's all on you.
You're just going to defer entirely to me. An episode in the 9th cycle. I'm going to go with yoga because it's the weirdest for some reason.
I believe in you.
See, if it had been like the girl who poured beer on another girl's weave, I would know that that's not the 9th season. I'm going to go with yoga.
No, it's runs into the glass door.
Maybe I did watch season 9.
I like how after a while these just get purely sad. Everybody's like,
we are running up the score. It is
we are inured to defeat.
All right.
Okay. We're going to do it this
Brittany
time.
Brittany and Eric.
Okay.
What did Louise plan for George's birthday during the 9th season of The Jeffersons? A, a swingers party. B, a murder mystery cruise. C, a roast. Or D, a facelift for herself.
Okay, so I don't think it was a facelift.
I don't think it was a swingers party.
I don't think it was a swingers party either.
Not Louise.
I think it's either the murder mystery cruise or the roast. But the thing is that George is he's not the type of person. I think that like Weezy would know not to throw him a roast.
Yeah.
I don't think that he would have taken to that well.
Also, his life is a roast. Like everyone,
I know. But also murder mystery cruise though is such a good bottle episode for a sitcom, which makes me think that is probably it.
I think that's a strong choice. I will second that.
Murder Mystery Cruise?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Murder Mystery Cruise!
So basically now all Brittany and Eric have to do is run out the clock.
Yep.
True.
So Brittany, how are you doing today?
All right. Next question. Stephen and Glenn. In the 9th season of Happy Days.
Okay. All right.
Fonzie falls for whom? A, a police officer. B, an army nurse. C, a ballerina. D, a nun.
All right, you want to take nun off the table just because it's a little too in your face?
Okay, so here's the conversation we have. We take one of them off the table. Then we spend we do the whole like who wants to be a millionaire thing where we like draw it out.
Yep.
Choosing among the other three choices. And then at the end, Linda goes, it's a nun! And the crowd cheers, and we look like fools.
You say that? I want to say none now. Uh-huh. I want to say none now is what I want to say.
That's your answer?
Yep.
None!
Yeah!
Brittany and Eric, in the 9th season of Little House on the Prairie, also known as Little House, A New Beginning, Albert encounters what difficulty? A... See, some of these people know already. They're like, oh my God, I know what it is. Is it A, malaria, B, infertility, C, compulsive gambling, D, opiate addiction?
Now, this is tough. This is tough. Okay, so I don't think it's infertility. Wait, so Albert specifically or Albert and a partner? Because infertility seems like Albert. Who is Albert?
I was just saying, is that the main character? Is that... A supporting character.
That was a long, slow build to that. I enjoyed that.
Albert is the kid that they adopted from the city who was their son, their Ma and Pa's son.
Sure.
Okay, so I don't think Albert had malaria, infertility problem. That's what I was going to say. I think geographically malaria is not, I think that was thrown in there as like a red herring to make us think about like Oregon Trail, like cholera.
Yeah, yeah. Dysentery.
Dysentery. We all been there.
Yeah. If it's someone who they adopted, I think the compulsive gambling sounds strange.
The opiate addiction is common for the time. I think you're right. I think it's compulsive gambling just because it seems like gambling. I'll put you like this. Okay, opiate addiction makes me think it's not anachronistic because like, you know, Sherlock Holmes and all this type of stuff, people had snuff. It just seems like a lot for a child to get a hold of.
Well, he's an adult. He's an adult now.
By the time this happens, he's an adult.
Is he the same as Little Half Pint?
Yeah, so he's a young adult when this is happening.
He grew up 10 seasons, I think, is where we're at right now. Okay.
Is he still on the prairie? Because I think then that makes me think, you know, you don't need much to gamble. I think it's the gamble.
Let's go with C.
You're going to go with what?
C, compulsive gambling.
No, it's opiate addiction. All right.
Okay.
So, Stephen and Glenn.
Yeah.
The ninth and final season of Family Matters saw Steve Urkel rescued by what?
Very aggressive.
Steve Urkel rescued by what government body? A, the FBI. B, NASA. C, the Army. D, the U.S. Postal Service.
Actually,
I mean, NASA would be on brand, right? But NASA doesn't, as a rule, do a lot of rescuing unless...
right.
To the wise, I would say logic doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's a good point.
It got wild.
Trying to parse the
Postal Service has a nice ring to it, but
it does. Well, yeah, that kind of has, like, he got caught in a mailbox.
Wouldn't he?
He could have gotten caught in a mailbox.
This was about the. This is after he had started cloning and building robots, and so I think he might have gone into space, and they rescued him in outer space. Maybe.
Oh.
It's a wild guess.
I like that. My genuine reaction just now was, oh. Yeah, I think NASA.
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 All right. Yeah.
The ninth season premiere of ER featured a grisly injury courtesy of what? A helicopter, B, a parachute, C, a boa constrictor, D, a subway train.
I feel like it is. I mean, gruesome, helicopter.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah. All right, we'll do it.
Give it to fate.
Helicopter?
Helicopter.
Helicopter! It is a 2-2 tie. Thank you, Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings.
Thanks again to Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings. Thanks to our producer, Jessica Reedy, and thanks to everyone at the Bell House. We'll be back right here on Friday with our Oscars preview.
When Colin Kaepernick stopped standing for the national anthem at NFL games, it sparked a nationwide debate about patriotism and police brutality.
In the next through line, we explore three stories of protest that are rarely told, but essential to understanding the current debate.
Throughline, the podcast where we go back in time
to understand the present.